Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Today we'll handle the greatest physical comfort that we can know. The greatest physical comfort that we can know is a copy of the Word of God in our hearts. We can hold it in our hands, we can hold it before our eyes, but if we have it in our hearts and we believe upon it, then we can be greatly comforted. Psalm 56, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up. For they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High." Now, having made this observation, the psalmist is willing to say what the response of his heart has been: "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God will I praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words, but all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto Thee. For Thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not Thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Psalm 56, verses 1 through 13. Few comments along the way. But look at this blessed psalm. It is the psalm of a man who had experienced some fear, the psalm of a man who knew of his enemy's plight, a plan to hurt him. And he had times when he would cry and make his request known unto the Lord. Times that he did indeed fear, which is, of course, an indication that he was a person just like you and I. We're normal people and experience fear, don't know what to do. We are aware of what the enemy plans to do or what they said they want to do. But that's not a problem for our God. We can choose to ask Him to be merciful unto us. Now, He didn't say, "Now, Lord, give me what I deserve. I've been a good fellow." No, Lord, be merciful to me. Don't give me what I do deserve. For man swallow me up, He'd do it any moment. People would render you as a nothing just to take full advantage of you. The choice that must be made is to rest in the Lord as others rest your words, W-R-E-S-T, as they seek to make things difficult for you, to oppose God's love for you. But again, God is greater than all these things. Shall they, the enemy, those who would destroy by blood and life, innocent life, oh, they will not get away. Put thou my tears in a bottle. You see, you shed tears when many people do not know of it, but the Lord knows about it. You shed tears many times in the night, and you think nobody cares, but God does. The psalmist did ask this. He was in somewhat of a situation of exile when he wrote this psalm, or when the Lord brought these truths to his heart that he penned down. And I like what he did in verse 10. In God will I praise His word. No, he didn't say, "I'll sit around feeling sorry for myself and watching and waiting to see what the Lord will do to the enemy." No, I'm going to go ahead and offer up praise unto God. I'll go ahead and rejoice in the greatness of my God. I'll go ahead and delight in His plan for my life, in His faithfulness, in the work that He has done and is doing and has promised to do. This will be my response. In God, I have put my trust. So since I've done this, I will not fear. We have something we can hold on to that's from the Lord. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.